Warning, listening to More Like Radio in large quantities may result in the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and no balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
Previously on 360 on 420.
You with the board is bad.
Yes, it is. I'm gonna hit you in the titty. Don't chip on me, you asshole. Fuck you!
A what?
It's something you would understand because you're a skinny, tall, winky motherfucker.
A what? A skinny what, motherfucker?
Linky!
Linky?
Linky!
Linky?
I didn't say link after link. Link, listen for the A. Damn!
Are you trying to say let the A's breathe?
Oh my god. What did you do to the microphone? I'm gonna hit you again. Fix it. Fix it! Fix it!
There's D3's laugh.
One. Two. Fix it, Jesse. Fix the microphone.
I can't.
I
can't fix it. I can't.
You can't fix it.
Alright, here, I'll fix it. Talk into this microphone.
You are so not getting laid now for sure.
Oh, shit.
Do not need this control.
No.
I said that the first fucking night.
Hey, okay. Asshole.
We all said that the first night, but he never listens to anything.
Nope, I don't listen, and I never will. You know why? Because of Radio Gold like that. Sundays and Thursdays at midnight on 360 on 420, only on MoreLikeRadio.com. It's All About Me podcast with Rorschach 7 and Halls in Seattle. Saturdays noon to 2 on RadioFooBar.com. Have you ever wondered what Jay from Huntington, Panthers Van Girl, and Jenny Wren B sound like? Go to www.itsallaboutme.com for past shows. Or again, tune in Saturdays noon to 2 for It's All About Me on RadioFooBar.com with Rorschach 7 and Halls in Seattle. Are you an interesting Twitter denizen? Contact the show about being a co-host. Or Skype in when they're live to Halls in Seattle. Or if you have an old phone, call 425-312-1787. It's All About Me podcast, Saturdays noon to 2 on RadioFooBar.com.
Hey, he is a lying fucking cunt. I've had to listen to this dickhead, who's my boss.
Hi, how you doing?
Rant about fucking the bullshit JJ Stoner pulls out of his fucking ass to the point where I'm fucking sick of it. Now he's involved me. The guy can fucking run under a bus and die, and I wouldn't shed a fucking tear. He is a useless, worthless cunt.
Now that I got you on the line, you're actually listening, and we're being, like, you know, for real now. Alright, I haven't listened in a while, and Saturday was the first time I did. When did you get a new chair and stop having a squeaky piece of shit sit under you?
I got a new chair. Who wants to sit in it?
It's equivalent to a radio food fight. That's what it is. It's just... for no reason, you all have to still go to the same school. So you guys keep fighting, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to be in homeroom with each other, all right?
Who's in the Chairs? Cancel 360 on 420, Sundays and Thursdays at midnight, only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, this is the Lizard Man, and you're listening to MoreLikeRadio.com.
Stew, Dutch and Royce, the Cousin Joe Show, and the traditions of these great internet radio shows about fighting back against the odds, More Like Radio presents another milestone in internet radio history. 360 on 420.
Dead babies? What the fuck is a dead baby?
He's not supposed to sound like he likes it.
It's not funny, that's good. What happened, Mama-san?
Guys. You said you...
They've been laughed at, picked on, and otherwise put down.
No, shut up. I don't want to hear you on your shitty mic. You know what? Time out. 15 minutes.
I don't have a shitty mic. You finish.
15 minutes, Nord. Time out. No microphone talking. Okay? Stoner and T3, enforce it. Because I'm sick of hearing... Alright? Let's get a good Xbox, Mike.
They don't have the talent or the funds, but they've got the gold.
That's right. Use my shit for a promo.
It's time for the odd to get even. 360 on 420, Sundays and Thursdays at midnight. Their time has come. Only on MoreLikeRadio.com. Dead babies.
I drink to that.
Balls up, motherfucker. Dog is done. Goddamn intro in a goddamn world. Goddamn.
Yeah, we should work on condensing that. Just maybe.
Dead babies.
Yeah.
Maybe dead baby.
Jesus Christ.
There is no baby when it comes to a dead baby.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
That should be a rule.
Okay.
There's no maybe.
Okay.
When it comes to a dead baby.
Okay.
It's either alive or dead.
Okay.
Yeah?
It's not Schrodinger's baby?
You got me.
Depends. What kind of box is it in?
Well, most babies come out of only one box I know of.
A twat. Is that the right word for it? A twat?
The twat. It's a twat.
A twat.
The vagina.
The vajayjay.
There you go. There. That was the correct answer.
The vagine?
Vagina. Yeah.
The vagine.
Fucking Rich. By the time the intro is over, you're going to have to cut the podcast recording.
Well... good night, folks. Thanks for listening.
Have a good
continue
night.
Listening live. We're all going right. Way over tonight.
Fucking 9 minutes of goddamn intro.
It's not my fault.
No, it's my fault because I fucking added this shit, and Dog didn't even hear it.
I know, Dog didn't.
Dog didn't even hear it.
Dog didn't hear it.
That's fucking shame. Man.
Could you hear me or not?
No.
Well, I mean, you get in on a Skype call after, like, right at the end of the new spot. Right as the new spot was ending. That's when Dog came in.
Damn.
Well, would you have me muted make it so I couldn't hear anything?
Huh? No.
No?
Can you hear me?
I couldn't hear anything on the damn board, so I unhooked it all.
Oh. He's like, fuck this shit. Give me this stuff. I'm just going to plug one cord in and be done with it. We'll figure it out. eventually.
Well, see, this is what I think. He's sounding pretty fine. If you're in your old setup, you're sounding fine.
Yeah.
We might have to just move it to Nodors just to get him.
Well, let's try that.
Get him a little sound boost.
When's the next time you're coming into town, you fucker?
I'm not sure.
He won't come into town because he hates us.
You hate us?
I was in town.
Why do you hate us?
Well, that depends. Is where he is, is that closer to Punchy, or are we close?
Yeah, he was in town and said, yeah, I'm going to come over, man.
Retard.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Retard. Retard.
He just said, fuck you, I'm not coming over.
Yeah, no, I got better shit to do. That's not a bad lack. But Rich is
we
on...
We already got
no.
Yeah, oh. Rich is on TuneIn.
That's right.
TuneIn, I figured it out. If you're on TuneIn and you listen... Like, here's what you do. You pull up your phone and you listen to it through there, and then you chat in the chat room. It's the quickest response that you're gonna get. I mean, besides us when we hear it when it happens. Like I'm telling the radio world how radio works. You don't already know. I'm very drunk.
You're not very drunk.
This is four. This is drunk for me. Fuck
That's
you.
That's four.
But this JJ is drunk.
You've had four beers.
Four.
How the fuck?
Four.
How the fuck
did I hook that up?
That's what I'm saying. How the fuck have you done anything? And how the fuck am I behind you?
I don't know.
That's the real question.
You better catch up, Jeff.
I just started. I only brought four.
I'm
fucking lightweight.
What do you want me to do?
Are you talking to me?
You're talking to me?
I'm a heavyweight. Calling me a lightweight?
I'm a 300-pound heavyweight. Oh, it's going to be a good one tonight, folks.
I'd say so.
Damn, you could probably take a couple seconds away from the lag.
I probably could, man. We're only like...
Because Rich is on it. Rich is on chat on his phone.
Jesus Christ, Rich.
That's got to add at least five seconds.
Rich has one of those super phones.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is. Like, mine's not super enough.
He's already got the Galaxy S5.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got
How'd you get it?
I've got the equivalent of a Galaxy One, I think. I guess. What was it?
You've got a pre-Galaxy.
Yeah. No, it was a Galaxy phone.
It was the Galaxy line. Okay.
But it was the shitty.
Which is the Mesmerize?
The Mesmerize. Yeah. It still works, motherfucker.
That's a Galaxy family.
Just chugging along.
I've got the...
You got the shit phone.
Yeah.
You've got the phone that when I see people carrying it, I'm going to throw it across the room.
I've got what is now known as the Galaxy Wannabe.
I got the HTC Hero, I believe.
The Hero?
The Hero.
Hey, does that come preloaded?
The Hero is the one with like the little trackball at the bottom.
Does that come preloaded with Foo Fighters on it? No? Terrible joke?
Yeah,
I'll drink.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah,
dude, if you're gonna keep,
JJ doesn't have a Windows phone. We all Android up.
I used to have a Windows phone. It was dog shit.
Well, that was before the actual Windows phones.
It was a Windows phone.
Well, it was before.
It wasn't anything good.
The Windows phones now. Like
I don't even
Windows,
know what they called it.
It was before the Windows Phone 7.
I called it throw it across the room.
That was way back when it still had the start. They tried to put the start menu on it.
Yeah, yeah. It had the start menu on it. It was like running DOS on a phone.
Oh, yeah. I remember those. Those were fucking terrible.
Yeah. Like, it took pictures, maybe.
But, dude, if you're gonna keep drinking beer for shows, we're going to have to come up with an actual drinking game, not just dead babies.
Dead babies has worked since the beginning of time.
But dead babies is not necessarily a game. We just say it whenever the fuck we want to say it, just to signify take a drink.
But that's
dead babies.
That's what it means.
That's what it means. I'm not arguing with the meaning. I'm saying
what
kind of
game are you trying to play? Like who can hold a beer on their head?
He wants a more pussified game.
No, I don't want a pussified game. I just want to. I'm talking a legit drinking game.
Like walking. Like what? Do we need an officer to?
Here
perform.
I am trying to explain drinking games to a non-drinker. Obviously, I'm
nigga,
in a losing
just
cause battle.
Just because I don't drink on the regular doesn't mean that I'm not an alcoholic drinker.
You know how fucking white you sound when you say, when I don't drink on the regular.
On the regular. That's what I'm talking about.
When you don't drink on the rag. On the rag. On
the rag. I don't drink on the rag because I don't have the rag. I don't have a vagina.
You know you've bled from your dick before.
No, I can honestly say, even with this kidney stone thing going on, Like, I haven't.
Kidney stones don't make you.
Oh, the fuck they don't. The fuck
they
don't.
They can.
Like, they scratch on the way out. You'll be peeing blood. All right.
In time, Tater. In time.
Calm the fuck down. JJ should join the Century Club live on air. One shot of beer every 60 seconds for 100
minutes. Well, see, that's what I was looking for.
He
a power hour
last
timer
year.
Last
a power
year.
Hour.
Yeah, what's
well,
going
I used
on
to do
here?
Century Club every fucking day of the week.
Yeah. No, I'm not trying to get that fucking drunk. I'm
and it wasn't
get...
even it wasn't even Century Club by the end of it. Like, we just kept going. We started with power hour, and then that lasted for about a week and a half. Then we got bored realizing that we quit drinking after an hour. So we moved it to Century Club, and then
I just opened a beer and drank it.
Then we realized we weren't even making it 2 hours.
Why are
we
you trying to
going.
Complicate emptying something? Like, you have to have a game to empty it.
No, it makes
the object of the game is to
open your shit while playing this game. Then you were too drunk.
No, if I could maintain a radio show, I'm pretty sure I'm doing a good job.
Well, we're gonna play a game. That's the challenge. That's gonna be the challenge. We're gonna play this game and see how long before you can no longer maintain a radio.
Maintain
show.
The fucking board.
Yeah. At what point do you fall over and I gotta like push you out the
you
chair
to
so I can run the
cut,
board?
Yeah, you have to figure out how to cut everything off at the end. You're just gonna hit me and be like, "Hey, man, how do you cut this off? Push the button, motherfucker."
I'd like to think I know a little bit better than that.
But I think I'll be all right. Like, this wasn't four successive beers. This was like one at 7.
Come
one after
on.
Dinner. That's a lot for me. Fuck you.
Four beers in 5 hours. I'm drunk.
I didn't say drunk. I said I'm buzzed.
What did you say?
I said I'm getting drunk.
I
can't necessarily roll it back. If Dog had the board hooked up and he had it rolling, we could roll it back. But
I'm asking somebody who might have heard. Who might have been paying attention.
I don't know. I'll sit back.
You think I pay attention to this shit? Yeah.
I wasn't.
How many people actually pay attention to this shit?
At least one.
That's
quite a few.
I hope so. I think Tater Tot might.
No, Tater Tot's pissed that we're not fucking
moving
on.
She's already turned it off. She's just.
She's like,
she don't like us no more.
I need my brownie fix.
Taylor says I'll check back in 10 minutes. If the brownie's not there, I'm gonna check back again in another 10 minutes.
We have a brony calling in. So any brony questions that you have, we're gonna have a brony live on air to answer it.
Gonna get the full scoop.
Pony Toast.
Yay.
So he's gonna be calling in. We're gonna do a little bit more, then we'll do a break. We'll get him on here and figure out all of our brony questions. Because I don't know about
get
you.
Get to the bottom of this brony business.
Yeah, like, I'm a redneck. I don't have,
I've had all day to think, and I'm just expecting to wing it.
Yeah?
I'm just expecting
to wing
it.
That's what we do with
everything. I was trying
Why
to,
plan shit?
I was trying to plan questions. Then I realized that I wasn't going to remember any of the questions I planned.
No.
So,
that's why you write them down.
Oh, no.
What the fuck would we do that
for?
Why
am I going to write them down?
Faggot.
What are we, queers? Got pens and shit.
Fucking write shit down. Fuck's wrong
here
with
I
you
am. Yeah, here
what
I am. I'm
nerd hour.
I'm practicing to be a police detective, so I got my little notepad and my pen and all.
Oh, what?
A police detective.
Oh, what?
A police detective. I said Linky?
Just because I can.
Hey, wait till he's on, stupid.
Wow, come on. You can't just go there.
See, this is why I didn't want to even bring it up
until
we got
there.
Well,
then why did you? You offered this information.
I don't know, because Tater Tot always fucking goads us into this shit.
Well, and I think I diffused that situation by just saying, give it a minute.
Yeah.
I'll give it a minute.
That's all you had to say, man.
I'll give it a fucking minute. Go. All have right. fun. Fuck you.
I said, yeah, mute yourself for no reason right now. That's not what I meant by give it a minute. Obviously, I meant give it a minute to Tater, as in earlier. We're getting there.
Fuck you, muted nigga.
My God.
If he yells across the room, I hope he wakes her up.
Not gonna happen, nigga.
I ain't waking shit up.
Not you.
See, Lyle's a brony. We've already had a brony on. Been there, done that.
Lyle doesn't count.
But, so, yeah, we also weren't privy to this information. I mean, it was... I'm not surprised, but...
And I'm not either.
Nothing surprises me with that guy.
Sea pickle.
Nothing. What are you, the goddamn, like, Raw general manager over there?
I'm popular tonight.
Yeah. Just all kinds of shit going off out of that shit phone.
Yeah, this thing's barking at me.
Oh, trying to get on the air.
Now that JJ brought it up, I have no idea where to go in lieu of the time. I just to kind
of some more time.
Go somewhere else for 25 minutes. Well, I guess 10 because you want to get a break in already.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you used that 30-minute break last week.
Yeah. Was that a break or was it just a late start?
I was going to say we started late and then we took a break at the 1 o'clock mark, so we were only on for like 30 minutes.
Right. I'd like to not remember the first 30 minutes of that show, so.
This is where we go with it. We criticize each other.
I'm just sitting here thinking, I'm like, fuck you motherfuckers.
Why have we...
Fuck you.
I think...
Fuck you.
Me and you have had way too many of these stupid-ass arguments recently.
Fuck you.
We just get in these dumb-ass arguments that go nowhere.
Don't distract me. Fuck you.
Just pack your bowl.
Where was that microphone last week?
Wait, what?
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 Where did you put that microphone again last week?
Oh, fuck you. You're laying it in your cock.
Hey, did anybody listen to Brain Stew Friday night?
A little bit, yeah.
Nah.
Did you see Joe Coletta pull out his balls? And
oh, Jesus. Did they get their shit shut down again?
Supposedly may or may not have put his junk on Hammy's stuff.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And, like, Hammy came back in and, like, sprayed Lysol everywhere. And the look on Hammy's face was just priceless.
Okay, now I have to go watch it. Please tell me that you could see in the video that Etticus is putting up Coletta putting his balls on everything.
there are certain occasions where I'm just happy, so happy that we don't have to deal with FCC regulations.
Cut what?
Yeah.
I just, it's a great thing.
Yeah? Stop! It's supposed to go over there.
All right.
Contact.
All right. What the fuck is happening?
What do you mean, what the fuck is happening?
I have a cloud of toxic smoke coming my way.
That is fantastic.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Chocolata's cock on Hammy's shit. That's fucking priceless. Well, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Like, I just got off work and, like, came in to see what was going on or whatever. That's what I came into. That was the first thing I saw in the chat room when I came to morelikeradio.com.
What? Just look at Punchy over there. You can almost tell a little bit of, there's a little bit of want to just turn
just
his
head. Just turn and look. Yeah,
just
like,
turn his
like,
head. He's
right
he's,
there.
He's like holding his head so he doesn't turn.
And exactly, big ass Rich. Whether you like pickle juice or not, you should like Hippo Juice Wednesdays from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on morelikeradio.com.
That's why he's the producer, folks.
I'm just the guy everybody bitches at. Fuck you, and fuck you, and fuck you.
Hey, I'm saying
fuck you.
You're a resident loudmouth.
Yep. Tater, yeah. Good fucking God. I'm about to just be like, no, disconnect.
Did you guys realize that Tim Allen's Jeff Rose bit?
Tim Allen what?
Tim Allen is trying to steal Jeff Rose's bit.
Why?
Who pays attention to Tim Allen anymore?
Yeah. Didn't he get arrested for cocaine?
How many times?
I don't know.
Hadn't it been like at least a couple times he's been arrested for coke?
I'm pretty sure. The man loves cocaine.
I don't know. He's the poor man's Robin Williams.
I like Tim Allen when he's on cocaine.
Yeah.
I like Robin Williams when he's on cocaine. Cocaine makes everything better.
Yeah?
Sprinkle that shit on some waffles.
Waffles? I've never done it off a waffle.
I've never done it, period.
I've done it off
a
bitch's titty, but I've never done it off a waffle. It ain't that one either. He looks down the hallway. Nope, not that one. Let's put it this way. Florida is a hell of a place to be.
Yeah. I can feel you there. I'm sure California is kind of along that same line.
But California has that other stuff, that meth.
The chat needs to continue to post so we can get the balls.
The large cock and like, balls off of the fucking screen.
Like, the chat window is being teabagged right now.
Yeah, the entire window. Wheelbarrow full of dicks is the most unfortunate one of them all. So we will give them a plug. RadioFubar.com, wheelbarrow full of dicks. The podcast war.
Maybe that's why he's asking show. About Lysol.
The podcast war winning wheelbarrow full of dicks from the Red Show. Thursday mornings at 8 o'clock. No?
Nice.
Cocaine is
I love fucking everyone's goddamn plugs up. Fuck it, what time are you on?
What else is new?
That's something else with the guests. Can we at least let the guests plug their show?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be nice. What the fuck? We're not fucking...
I'll work this out.
We're not fucking savages. Calm down. Why are you scared?
We live in a society.
I just want to throw my beer. But, yep.
So what else we got going on?
Cocaine. Cocaine accessories.
Nodor's never took the step into ice cream truck driving. So what are you planning on doing now?
Counting things.
Mm-hmm. I like counting.
Yeah.
You planning on counting a lot of singles in your pocket for when we go to the strip club?
Sure.
All right. I'll give you
That wasn't a very sure.
Well, the tip I'm going to... Don't worry about too many singles for the first venture. Because, as I said, the first trip is to the shitty one. And you probably... you don't need a lot of singles. You'll need... For a decent trip, I'd say you'll need maybe $50.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Was that it?
For the first one?
For the first trip, yeah.
Okay.
I can usually deal with. I go with about 40, for the first time, and then you know just in case you want a ice cold Coca Cola.
A Coca Cola.
Since you can't get beer.
Why can't you get beer?
Well, they sell O'Doul's and Coors non-alcoholic.
O'Doul's is not beer.
No,
not
I didn't. I didn't say it was beer. I'm just saying they sell beer substitute.
Beer substitute.
That yes,
just
because
you're sound right. Serious?
Yeah, well, it's a Virginia law.
Fuck Virginia.
It's a Virginia law. Strip club can't sell beer if they're full nude.
That's horseshit.
I know it's horseshit. I'm not defending the law. It's just a law.
Yeah. Fuck that shit. Oh, look, it's Sal Trainer.
Says the guy who doesn't drink.
There's that fucking coof. I can't ever tell the difference between those two faggots.
What the hell are you talking about?
Like, that kind of looks like Sal. I think it's fucking Koof.
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 And Koof.
That dude that we fucking, never mind.
That dude that you fucking.
I'm not admitting to shit. I didn't do it. I have nothing to do with it. I expose nothing. We called nobody.
Allegedly.
Yeah, there is allegedly not a recording of said phone call conversation that we still need to do something with.
What racist trick
allegedly.
Big Brother? Who still watches Big Brother? Is
what
that
the
even,
fuck
is it still
Big
on? Big Brother used to be that show where they put a bunch of people in a house and just like have cameras everywhere. Kind of like Real World, but it was on like ABC or something.
Did they show titties?
CBS.
No, they didn't show titties.
What is that, the PC version of that fucking picture we finally got off the goddamn thing? Well, we have a brony calling in, and you want to show Joe Coletta's cock.
As a rainbow.
Any rainbow. Yeah, any chance that we had at calling this guy a faggot for being anywhere near bronies is now gone because Dog felt it necessary to put Joe Coletta's cock in the goddamn thing.
Is that a clip art from Farmville?
I don't know.
It kind of looks like it.
I didn't make it.
Wow.
We just made Joe Coletta's balls into a sheep garden.
Oh, shit, there are a little furry.
Oh, my God, they're both set.
From what I could tell, there was no grass on that field. Them sheep's already been sheared.
Wow.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, chive on.
Good times, man.
Is it though?
Is it though?
Wow.
I'm definitely digging how all of a sudden Punchy has a emo cut, like hair.
Yeah.
All of a sudden has hair and a Dago mustache.
Yeah, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks makes a good point. They do kind of look like animal crackers.
Yeah, they do. They do, huh?
And now he's trying to deny that he was not looking close at Coletta's balls.
Yeah, well, your acknowledgement of his comment just made me kind of zoom in a little bit closer. Just
can you feel the vein?
Now I'm looking. Now it's almost like I can see past the Photoshop, and now I'm just staring at balls.
Yeah, that's what you want to see. Oh.
So, what do you mean, how do I zoom in?
Yeah, you right-click, save as, and get your fucking binoculars out.
Fuck all that. I got a multi-touch touchpad.
Yeah?
Like, with the gestures and stuff, I can pinch zoom.
You're going to pinch zoom Joe Coletta's cock?
Well, you put it anywhere on the screen, so it's down in the corner of my browser, and I can pinch zoom out.
I'm pretty sure he enjoys the pinch zoom.
Oh, yeah.
Cussing Joe Show, Thursdays at 7. More like
radio. I just like how Punchy was looking away, but now he's like all intently looking at it.
Well, it's, yeah.
Yeah. Punchy was playing a song.
Put a smile on his face.
Can we decide those are animal crackers or Farmville thing?
I think they're animal crackers.
I don't know what the hell it is.
Look closely.
I mean, does it...
I don't want to look closely.
Is there an animal crackers package that looks exactly like that?
How the fuck do we stare at balls?
Fucking
also.
Christ, man.
Fuck you, dog. I'm fucking stepping in. We're done. We're done. We're done. Done with this bit.
You had me like focused
on the balls.
On the sheep, trying to figure out if it's animal crackers or some Farmville image, of which I've never seen Farmville. I'm just guessing. But I'm sitting there like staring intently at these animal cracker sheep in the Farmville garden. And all of a sudden the real thing pops up. And
yeah.
It's like an optical illusion. It was one of those magic eye things that you stare at, and the picture just pops up.
Did you see the sailboat?
It worked.
Yeah, it worked. It's a fucking schooner.
It's a fucking schooner. That was a good scene. It really was. All right. Well, that's enough of Joe Coletta cock for me tonight.
I finished up Orange is the New Black today.
Yeah?
It's not bad. Then
Tread lightly, because there's people that get pissed if you spoil
shit. I'm not spoiling shit. I'm just saying, I'm just acknowledging that I finished it today.
I give it a 10.
I don't give it a 10.
It gets a 10 just for... alright.
I'll give it an 8 for the ending, a 9 for the first 10 minutes.
Lore proposed titties count for 5 each. That equals 10.
10 out of 20?
Yeah. Something, like that, I guess. No, 10 out of 11. Spinal Tap rules.
Hello, Cleveland.
It goes to 11. But let's see.
This is a decent show. Yeah. I definitely liked the cliffhanger ending.
I like titties.
There were only a couple. Like,
don't fucking.
There were only a couple decent pairs in there.
Don't get them all fucking. There's titties.
There's titties. There are only a couple decent pairs.
But it doesn't matter. They're worth it. All of them.
What is this?
I don't know.
That wheelbarrow. Oh, there it is.
What is that?
Oh, they are animal crackers.
Son of a bitch.
That's a penis cookie.
That's a penis cookie.
That's a very large one, because if the, I know how big those animal crackers are.
Now you're hungry, aren't you?
No, I had a quesadilla and some nachos before I got here.
Yeah? Yeah. No cookies on top of it? No,
that's some good detective work by Wheelbarrow.
That really is. I commend you, sir.
I could have had that cookie in his wheelbarrow full of ticks.
I mean, I'm commending Wheelbarrow for finding it. And then I'm also commending the baker who made it. Because if you notice at the bottom, there's even that little indentation to separate the balls.
Yeah. You are all up in that cookie, yo.
Yeah, I am.
Is that gay?
Although I'm just now realizing it's probably an oatmeal cookie, and now I'm turned off.
Is this gay? That's what I'm questioning, because we've now sat here for 5 minutes now talking about cookie cocks.
We've talked a lot longer. We've talked for a lot longer about real cocks. So yeah. I'm going to go with the cookie cock not being too gay.
Fair enough. I just wanted to, because I mean, I'm thinking if you're baking a cock, you might as well fucking dress it up, right?
I wouldn't have an answer to that.
No, I don't know.
No.
The hell is that?
You want to get closer to gay? I've got my elephant thong in the car.
Oh, fucking shit. You know what my answer is to that? Here's my motherfucking answer to that.
What, break?
Radio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Pay for about 360 on 420.
Rock Piss.
Rock Piss cures the following listed but not limited to itching, scratching, sneezing, coughing, the flu, anal warts, arthritis, Australians, dry mouth, gingivitis, dandruff, eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, pink eye, red eye, lazy eye, object in the eye, blindness, total partial night workflow, Ebola virus, Ebola Gulf A, erectile dysfunction, infertility, narrow urethra, pregnancy, urinary tract infection, kidney stones, calcium deposits, skin tags, stretch marks, legacy virus, overbite, underbite, wild animal bite, unless tennis testicle, hermaphrodites, chlamydia, syphilis, gonorrhea, crab louse, AIDS, HIV, SARS, H1N1, herpes, herpes simplex 10, leukemia, testicular cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer. Screw all forms of cancer. Psoriasis, jaundice, lupus, albinism, solanum virus, homosexuality, bisexuality, only males, alcoholism, depression, manic depression, schizophrenia, dementia, brain fog, gastromyalgia, multiple personality disorder, gender identity disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, delusions of grandeur, pedophilia, Lolita complex,
T-Rush Reaver,
virginity, boils, cysts, lesions, synaptic neural overstimulation disease, Legionnaire's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, McGregor's disease, MacGyver's disease, and Michael J. Fox.
Rock Piss.
As the inventor, founder, and only supplier, I approve this message. Place your orders today or I'll fuck your sister.
Andy here from Basically a Sports Show, airing Sunday nights from 8 to 10 only on morelikeradio.com, giving you your weekly fix of sports talk like no one else.
This is all great until the Sedin sisters are skating around with the cup next June, you know?
This Sedin sisters thing, it needs to stop.
I know, but I'm new to it. I just started this year.
It's a meatball fan thing to say. It's like...
The Sedin sisters.
It's because they're sick, because they're girls.
What?
Being a Southern California sports fan. I've heard from plenty of people that have moved down here that people in the East, whether it's Boston or New York, they just care about the sports more.
That's bullshit.
They're better sports fans because they care more.
But see, that's the thing. All the ones I've met, they don't care anymore. They're just
loud
and they swear a lot and they get really pissed off about stuff that just doesn't matter.
When has there ever been good NBA officiating? It's just bad officiating has been since the beginning of basketball, since Naismith put a fucking ball into a peach basket, some official made a bullshit call.
There was some guy off to the side calling a foul.
Right.
A bad foul right out of the gate.
Basically a sports show every Sunday night at 8, only on morelikeradio.com.
The Cousin Joe Show.
I read a thing on Reddit. There's this a billionaire in Japan, but he was in a motorcycle accident.
That collects asses.
Yeah, he's got thousands of women in boxes,
collects
cages, things like that.
That's real.
Can you guys back up? Because I was looking at something. Just start from the beginning. There's a guy.
He's a millionaire.
Billionaire.
He was like an electronics billionaire or something, right?
In Japan.
No, this is in Japan.
Oh, of course. Okay.
But he pays the girls. That is their job.
Yeah, he keeps them in boxes and cages with their asses out because he loves ass.
He has over 1,000 of
them. Oh my gosh, I was picturing boxes of cut up asses.
No.
Autopsies.
Boxes of real women squatting down, and there's only one hole in the box.
You guys put it.
There's a picture on Reddit.
Where do you cut it from? How much do you leave in?
What the fuck? That's exactly what I was thinking.
What?
Nick, are you all right? Take a breath.
What?
Say it. Nick needs a minute. I don't think he can
we'll
say
give
it.
Him, he, we're going to give him a minute. Nick, he's drooling on himself. What were you going to say?
It's a shocking ass.
Why do they have to be in a box?
Because he doesn't want to see anything else.
Why are there boxes of asses?
Well, I'm just thinking, if you collect asses, where else would you store them? You said a guy collects asses.
Yeah,
I don't.
Excuse me, I got you a box of asses.
Brad Smith says, is anyone else hard?
I got a chubby. Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Hey, what's up everybody? It's your boy Footer from The Red. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on More Like Radio.
Following Hippo Jew.
We're following an overweight banker? What's he do? Like a Saul Rothstein? Talking accounting right here on More Life Radio.
No. I said hippo juice.
Oh, juice. Juice.
Yes.
I know hippo juice. They rule. All right, boom. Listen to hippo juice. Then listen to us, 9 p.m. Wednesdays, live.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What?
Danny Havoc.
No.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? Not as painful as that!
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Now I'm realizing that this is all going to be on fucking podcasts. Oh boy!
I told you. I was trying to warn you the whole time,
dude. I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use this to make a promo. I don't care. No, dude. Like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night, but he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not use this into a promo? I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used Drunk Me for a promo, too, if you remember.
Yeah, AJ, you play it every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold like this happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420, only on morelikeradio.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Hamill, host of Brain Stew Radio. I'm here at my local dive bar, and I'm here to talk about a problem everyone faces when they head out for a night of partying. Once in a while, I love a good drink with friends, but what happens when someone takes it just a little too far? Today, I'm going to show you different types of drunks so you know how to avoid them.
Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it, motherfuckers!
This is Mike Falcone. Recently, he gave up his straight-edge lifestyle after succumbing to peer pressure.
So my shit's boring as fuck.
The first sign that someone has had too much to drink is he or she will be stuttering and endlessly look out like they are daydreaming.
I am not yelling!
Another sign is excessive random yelling. Random acts of song and dance is also a sign. No, he's not a High School Musical fan, but he could wind up raping a High School Musical dancer if the drinking continues.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be so confrontational.
Near the height of their intoxication, sometimes drunks will apologize to you, even if they haven't done anything wrong. They still feel like they have done something wrong, besides being a drunk cock block.
No one's gonna say shit. What is this? I've still got fucking drink in here.
Finally, the worst and most obvious type of drunk is what I call the self-talker. The subject will have full-on conversations with themselves, not aware anybody is listening. Learn these warning signs before you go out with your girls or your boys, as it could possibly save your life or ruin your hookup. I'm Chris Hamill. Thanks for listening.
Please, I need a sword. I don't care what condition I'm in. I need a sword. Because you know what? How am I going to properly defend myself against gnomes?
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Dead babies.
What up, Paul?
Dead babies.
Dead babies.
Dead babies.
Dead baby.
Fuck you, I'm gonna make you listen to more Chimera. Yeah? I like it. This is Run Your Granny Off the Road music. What's
here's
up?
Here's a question for those of us who have spent substantial time among groups of women. If it's gay to eat a penis cookie, has any of you eaten any of a penis cake?
Poll of the week.
You've seen penis cake. Like, have you been in a group of women making penis cake?
I can't say that I have. I honestly can't.
Nodors
I've seen
has.
A penis cake, but I was not in the making of or eating of said penis cake.
I had nothing
cake.
To do with it.
Nodors, did you've been in vicinity of women making penis cake?
Yeah.
Did you partake?
Yeah, but only because there was leftovers.
Exactly. I mean, and
you
again,
had leftover penis cake?
Yeah. I don't know about leftover. Like, I mean,
leftover penis cake. All right.
I'm just going. I'm thinking cake's cake. Cake is cake. If it's fresh, it's fresh. It's cake. I don't care what shape it's in.
If it's cake, it's cake.
I mean, it's not like.
If I go back and edit one word, you are in trouble.
Yes, I know. I'm just saying, you don't just grab the whole cake and take it tip first.
Yeah, like that would
that's
be gay.
A little gay.
Yeah, just a tad.
But if you're just cutting it up and eating cake, you're just cutting it up and eating cake. Yeah. It's just like the baby cake. There's nothing really wrong with it. It's just kind of weird.
Kind of weird. Is it time?
You know what I mean? You remember the baby cake?
Yeah, the baby cake.
Baby cakes.
Dead baby cake.
Yeah, the dead baby. I see it like once a week.
Yeah, okay.
You ready for this?
Are we,
Would you eat that?
Oh, Jesus.
Is it this time now?
That's kind of morbid. Is it this time? My little pony,
friendship is magic. I guess it's that time.
All right,
you fuckers are the ones that booked it.
Ready for the call?
Yeah.
I guess. Hey, Pony Toast, if you're on your Skype. There it is, the baby cake. Is he there?
Hey, what's going on, all?
There you are, sir.
What's going on?
Yeah, that's me. I'm sorry, I had to mute the one I was listening into.
No problem.
The radio professional.
How are you all doing tonight?
Doing all right. Tater Tot is excited.
Yeah?
Is he? Oh, goodness.
Ah, so how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm glad you guys invited me on here. I appreciate it.
You understand we are looking for the scoop on the brony sensation.
Answers.
That's cool. Some of them are, I'm going to warn you, some of them are kind of vague or weird answers, but I will do my best.
Be as specific as possible.
I will try to be as specific as I can.
This is for science.
Yeah.
For science, yes.
We've already, we're halfway to turning wheelbarrow.
Right. Does he want me to, like, I'll pot it back up if he wants, man.
You
want to
give him another taste
we'll
of
roll
it?
Roll this. Yeah, fuck it.
I doubt very much Pony Toast minds. It's easy as speaking by my little pony.
I just don't get it.
I don't either, but we'll get there. And we'll get there as well, Tate.
I have a 6-year-old daughter. And
okay.
You know, she watches stuff like that.
I can't do it. Basically, to start from the beginning of it, the sensation of it basically started in 2010, 2011. The newest version of the show Hasbro wanted to make their new version of the show, and they had tried to find somebody that would do it. And Lauren Faust is a woman who has worked on multiple series, including...
Ooh, big name drop.
On Powerpuff Girls, Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, many other things that she's worked on. And she got a hold of the series and wanted to make a series that was actually good, not just a series to sell toys. So she got some of the best writers that she knew in children's television, some of the best animators that she knew in children's television, and pulled out all the stops and put out this show. And part of what she wanted to do was make a show that appealed not only to the children, but also to the parents that would be watching with the children. So you have this show that's really great writing and really great art, and there's occasionally jokes that will go over the kid's head and are for the parents, like Star Wars jokes and other nerd jokes and such like that.
Well,
He said around
2010, 2011.
When did he?
Yeah, 2011. The show premiered in October of 2010, and I started watching it in December of 2010.
And what got you into it? You just happened upon it.
I actually had somebody that came up to me and said, "Hey, I will give you $10 if you watch the first two episodes of this show."
Now, was he doing this as a joke?
No, he wasn't doing it as a joke because he was a fan of the show.
Oh,
he's a fellow brony.
Okay,
he's a fellow brony. He actually got into the show and the show really took off through the website 4chan. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it. More than likely you are. But 4chan, their CO board, and then eventually their B board, they had a lot of pony threads and people were talking about it. And I think it started off as sort of a tongue in cheek thing, but a lot of people actually started enjoying it. When I watched the show, I got about halfway through the first episode. Actually, no, it was about halfway through the second episode, and I realized that I was actually really enjoying the show.
It's called edging.
Edging.
Yeah, edging. Edging. Exactly. I was edging the show, and like, and I was just like, you know, my hand was on my dick. No, no, nothing like that. But I was watching it. I'm like, this is actually a decent show. And I watched a couple more of the episodes, and it just kind of took off from there.
Which one do you masturbate the most to?
That would be Rainbow Dad. No, I don't really. I know that some people do, but that's really the case with any television show. Star Trek, well, Star Wars.
I mean, how did...
What guy jerks off to Star Trek? I mean, I get it that one chick's hot, but come on,
yeah,
man.
You know, it's those tribbles, man. They're just, they're so... There's people are gay for those tribbles, totally.
The tribbles.
People are like, oh my god, Captain Jean-Luc Picard, put your bald head between my legs. I don't know. People like it.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel being associated with those types of bronies?
You mean those that have like the pink picture? What's the most famous one? That pink picture one?
I only know the name of one of them because it was brought up previously. Derpy Hooves.
Yeah,
oh, Derpy Hooves. Okay, Derpy, I think, actually contributed a lot to the show as well. There was an animation error in one of the first episodes, and this one pony that was sitting there, her eye was kind of cockeyed, and it looked like her eyes were pointing different directions, and people started calling her Derpy.
Well, that's it's very time appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, with the whole Derpy thing coming out, everybody does the derp.
Derp.
So yeah, I'd say that's appropriate for the times. But let's see.
Now, as far as being associated with bronies that are sexually aroused by My Little Pony, I don't mind it.
Are these the cloppers?
Yeah, they're the cloppers, and cloppers. I don't particularly mind it. I think that you can really find arousal in anything. People, whatever they're aroused by, they're aroused by. I mean, it's up to them.
I'm trying to figure out where the term cloppers came from.
I understand
the conjunction.
It was that you know, fat.
Now, is there a large number of them?
Of cloppers? Yeah. There's a large number of them, but there's a large number of people that have fetishes for anything.
And here we go.
Really, in fandom.
What's the deal with the specifically tranny cloppers? Because, like, tranny if you cloppers. Google image bronies or whatever, you usually end up with a tranny cock, like,
really?
Somewhere. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me check this out. All right. Do what now? Bronies.
Well, you boot up Googles or Bings.
Boot up Bing. Oh, you insult me.
Hey, Bing gives you money for your shit, man.
Consumer whore.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about like the female ponies that have dicks.
Yeah,
like
that's that a tranny. I mean, yeah, if it's connected, it's a dude. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, next time you go to a clop fest, you know.
I guess if that's your thing, man. I mean,
we just made Lyle's house smell like vinegar.
He's shooting old man juice everywhere. Like, how? At what point did you realize that you were watching a kid's show that people masturbate to and enjoyed it?
Well, there's always...
I don't think that really even is something that I think about when I watch it. I mean, think of it this way. What is your favorite television show?
At the moment, probably Breaking Bad. I don't really feel
Breaking Bad.
You know, need to masturbate to it, but you know.
I bet you that if I was to look up Breaking Bad porn on Google, you would get art of some sort from Breaking Bad. More than likely gay porn, because there's a lot of gay porn on the internet.
Yeah, that's because Google should have been called Gaggle.
Sure. So, again, it's really any show that you could have this happen to. Any show.
It's pretty prevalent in this one, though. Like,
it's a show for little girls that people masturbate to, sure, but people masturbate to a lot of things.
If it's your thing, it's your thing. I don't know why JJ's got such a one-track mind here with masturbation.
I'm going to take care of the dog.
All right, you go take care of the dog.
The dog.
Now, you have your own show, correct?
I do.
And is this purely dedicated to the brony lifestyle?
As a general thing, it is mostly brony related. Occasionally, we'll get off topic when people call in because it's a live call in show. But
so what do you?
Yeah, it's mostly brony related.
We're
about
to
hit
like
70 episodes or so.
Okay, what do you do like show recaps or?
Yeah, when the show's actually in season, which it's not right now, we'll talk about the show, ask people, you know, what did you think of the episode, and then we'll discuss it, and people will call in and try and make me yell and scream, because I try and pretend to be angry, because I'm not really an angry person, but I pretend. And I don't know, are you familiar with True Capitalist Radio? Ghost Politics?
I don't believe I am.
No. Yeah.
It's a very, very popular show on Blog Talk Radio with a guy who talked politics, and people would call in and make him mad. I did a show kind of to parody that, because a bunch of people would call in and talk about ponies on the show because he hated ponies. So I made a show as a parody, and it just kind of took off from there. But yeah, my show talks about ponies. A lot of people discuss it. I usually get 20 to 30 callers a week that'll call in and talk about it. We'll talk about the writing, and one of the interesting things with it is I've never seen another children's show that you could actually have a conversation with somebody about the plot line of the show on an intellectual level. Like, I couldn't really go, hey, did you watch Dora the Explorer this week, man? She was counting stars. Oh my gosh, it was so cool. What do you think about the use of Latin numerics in the Dora the Explorer? Not, you know,
yeah, but what about G.I. Joe? Or, like, you know... G.I.
Joe?
Transformers?
You could do that to some extent, but even
Bugs
with, like,
Bunny.
G.I. Joe... But the thing is that G.I. Joe and Transformers are also written by a lot of the same people that write ponies. Just as an example, two of the head writers of My Little Pony have also written for G.I. Joe, mostly because it's also Hasbro.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's not the only one out there that you can learn stuff from.
It's not necessarily the only one, but it's very easy to. There, the characters represent
like,
a lot of.
But you learn stuff from G.I. Joe too.
But, hey, G.I. Joe's got morals, man. G.I. Joe's got morals. You know what I learned from G.I. Joe? Pork chop sandwiches. I learned pork chop. I didn't really learn it.
Don't ever do that.
I learned no one's half the battle, but
yeah.
Knowing is half the battle. That's true.
I want to go back to a show. Do you have a significant listener audience?
I do.
I thought you were going
to
say other.
I don't know what you would consider significant. Usually, we pull in between 150 and 450 listeners live, with about 1,200 to 1,500 archived listens per week.
But that's Blog Talk, though.
That's Blog Talk Radio. And it's broadcast through a fan pony radio station that plays like pony music and stuff like that.
I just gotta throw this out there.
What the fuck is pony music?
I weep
Holy
for humanity.
Shit, really?
Yeah, pony music. As far as the music goes, people started. They would make like remixes of the songs in the show, or they would make their own songs. And when I started, I actually started as a DJ for a radio station, and I was like, okay, well, you know, I'll download the library so that I can play it. And I'm figuring how many pony songs can you have, right? So I'm like, maybe 200 songs if I'm lucky. And I download the thing, and I realized that I've now got 2,000 pony songs on my computer.
I didn't even know it existed, and now you're telling me there's 2,000 of them?
There was 2,000 back in 2011. Right now, hang on, let me bring up my...
Holy shit.
What the fuck, man?
Total songs right now is 7,485, and that is unique songs, various remixes and stuff. People make this kind of stuff. It's a lot of it's
so
electronica.
Like dance or,
yeah, there's different genres. Actually, I can bring some up for you if you're interested in actually hearing some. I can bring a
Kitty's asking, is Sarah Jessica Parker a character?
I really think that they thought she might be too realistic for, you know, portraying equines. They wanted to go for more of a cartoony thing rather than an actual horse face. So yeah, she's not, unfortunately.
Well, only in spirit.
Yeah. Only in spirit, yes. In spirit.
She plays the part in every acting job she gets.
All right. Yes. Like, I'm still trying to wrap my head around. There's an industry for pony music. And like,
there is. It's a,
like,
it's
do
a,
they have pony actually, condoms? Do they have like the Kiss Army of My Little Pony?
I'm
going
sure
on?
There's a lot of merchandise.
There's a lot of merchandise. Actually, Hasbro came to realize that the Brony thing was taking off. They started putting out merchandise for adults.
Well, who's
like, you know, adult shirts
than,
and adult
who
clothes.
Spends more than middle aged men?
Right.
All they did was got Triple X and.
Put it right next to the children's toys, yep. And say, well, when the daddy's in there buying for their little princess, buying a toy, we'll put it next to them, and they'll like this too.
Like, I mean, I totally get like liking things because of your kids, but like, I cannot understand how that could be appealing. And again, man, I watch cartoons. I do. I go to sleep to cartoons every night. Cat Dog is one of my favorite ones. Like the old 90s Nick ones. Those are like one of the better ones. But I can't foresee myself dressing as Cat Dog and going to a Cat Dog convention.
Well, see, what I found interesting to his intro about it is I do actually, I'm not ashamed to admit, I enjoy Powerpuff Girls.
Well, who doesn't?
I like Powerpuff Girls.
And you know, it's interesting that you bring up the 90s cartoons.
Like, and there, I don't feel bad masturbating to said Powerpuff Girls.
I certainly feel bad about masturbating to Powerpuff Girls, although I tend to... like I had a girlfriend that got me into it a while back.
That's
in
usually
high school,
how it works.
Yeah, she had a nice likability likeness.
You
to,
made her dress up, didn't you?
No, she had a nice likeness to Buttercup, and I got into that.
Yeah,
that was nice. That was interesting. I found out what Buttercup looks like in 20 years.
Yeah,
right. It's interesting that you bring up the 90s cartoons though, because one of the big things with 90s cartoons is that even the silly ones had some kind of a slight moral lesson to them, or something that made it kind of like a wholesome thing that you would want to watch with your family. And this is very much a throwback to that. Every episode has a kind of a moral, and
I mean, let's be honest, it's not like the Animaniacs though, where they're teaching us like fucking states and all that shit. Like,
no
Yakko
like that.
Pinky, but
it's just, let's see what Derpy Who does today.
It's not even really that. It's more like, there's a lot of the first season they were talking about, they would do like Aesop's, like, you know, don't judge a book by its cover kind of thing. They had an episode that was basically an episode about racism, and it was kind of interesting.
I like niggers. Oh,
it's like, yo, who is she? Oh, she's a zebra. She's from a land far away, and she's different from the rest of us ponies.
She's a strapping nigger.
Apparently, oh no, fear the black pony. And it's basically an episode on racism and stuff like that. It's very easy for children to take in.
All right, have you been to the convention?
I have. There's well, which one? There are so many of them.
All right, the furthest you've driven for this.
The furthest I've gone was Las Vegas. They had there was a convention in February called Las Pegasus Unicon. And it was in Las Vegas at the Riviera Hotel, and a Riviera Hotel and Convention Center, and it had about 2,000 attendees, and it had a lot of
1,800 of which were having gay sex. That
yeah.
I believe that it was really only closer to about 900 that were having the gay sex.
What percent? What percentage were the cloppers?
What percentage enjoyed the Mr. Hands video a little too much?
Yeah, that well since you brought that up, you're familiar with Mr. Hands?
Is that the... I don't... I might be. If you go...
Google it. That'd be something to boot up Google over. Mr. Hands?
Mr. Hands. We had a good hour of our show dedicated to...
It fascinated the shit out of us.
And this is our knowledge of Bronyville. But Mr. Hands is the video of the man who dies.
Oh, that guy.
Yes.
Okay, all right. I know who you're talking about. Now, they did a documentary on him at one point, I remember. Someone was telling me about. I've heard about this guy.
There's a documentary?
Yeah, there's like a documentary on Mr. Hand.
The shit out of me.
Yeah, he's the guy that tried to fuck a horse and got he's like a spine crushed or something.
Well, no, he got fucked by a horse.
Yeah,
and
he
then,
took it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. He got and he died of like his colon was perforated and shit.
Yeah, there was a ton of damage there.
Rightfully
so.
though to be fair, I actually don't know anyone in the Brony community that's actually like into bestiality. I don't not that people walk around with a shirt that says hello.
Yeah,
I'm into bestiality.
A fucking animal. We'd rather dress up as animals than fuck each other.
I have to kind of disagree with you there. You're fucking like with the cloppers at least. They're fucking horses. They're just made up horses.
I don't know if that would even really count because it's animation in the same way that
It doesn't matter how you justify it.
I don't really know, but at the same time, people don't walk around with their fetishes on their sleeve either. Most of the time.
Okay, so
as far as dressing up in costumes, that's a very big staple of nerd communities, though. Whether it's anime or ponies or Doctor Who, going to a convention in costume is a big part of that.
Well, sure. Walking up as Captain America is a lot different than walking up as a My Little Pony. You know.
Well, I mean, I'll throw this out there and say if I went to any kind of convention, if I went to Comic-Con and there's some you know chick dressed up as a My Little Pony character, if she's hot, I'm not gonna look at her and be like, you fucking.
No, but if her 44-year-old uncle walks up dressed with her?
Then I might have second thoughts.
Yeah, and I mean exactly like her. They're fucking matching outfits.
I'm probably gonna have second thoughts. Yeah.
The rainbow hair.
It'd probably depend on the.
Is there a race of little pony that he would never sleep with?
Do what? Is there a race?
That's what Sea Pickle in chat said.
That I would never sleep with. That would be all of them because I don't sleep with ponies.
So he's going along. Shiny color is race. Color. So
he says he doesn't like the pink ones.
Oh. Okay. Well, color's really—it's not so much as race, actually. And I think that's one of the interesting things with the way that it's designed is that any of the ponies can be any color. When they were doing the racism thing, it was really more of the fact that she was a zebra and not a pony and was different.
The last one I saw, like,
he told you they're a different race.
Let's be honest, we call a spade a spade.
You've got the three kinds of ponies. You got the Pegasi, you've got the unicorns, you got the earth ponies, the ones that don't have wings or horns. And there was an episode where they were talking about how the three races used to not get along, and then the episode was about how they all started getting along again. So part of that was about racial tolerance and accepting people that are different from you and that kind
of
stuff.
One of them's white, one of them's a nigger, one of them's a spick.
All right. Well,
I suppose if you want to go in that way, then you can say that. But
on that
note, ever dressed up like a little pony?
No, actually, I have not. I've not. When I go to the conventions, I usually dress in just like button-down shirt and slacks. And I'll go around and talk to people, a lot of people that are fans of my show. And I know that a lot of people do like dressing up in costumes, and that's cool. I've seen some very, very hot ladies in some very nice costumes. And I've also seen some guys that actually put together really good costumes. Most guys don't even dress up as the female ponies, at least in my experience. A lot of them will either dress up as a male pony, or they'll dress up with like generic, like a wings or horns or whatever.
You can go ahead and name them. We won't know the difference.
Yeah.
That's exactly why I'm avoiding saying the names, because it's not going to make a difference to you. You know.
So
I can tell you one of them dresses up as Sparkle Smoosh Fluffy Butt, and you'd have no idea that's not even.
I like it.
How exactly does your your brony status, how does that affect your dating life?
My dating life?
Yes.
Actually, since I've been a brony, I've had three girlfriends, and all three of them have had no problem with it. One of them I met through the brony community, that she was a fan of the show. The other two, I'm like, hey, I'm a brony, I like My Little Pony TV show, and she's like, One of them was like, eh, okay. The other one was like, you do?
Is this?
And then we sat, we watched a couple episodes at some point, and she's like, okay.
So does this have to be like, do you look at it as like a disclaimer for potential dates?
Not really.
Like, hey, I don't want,
it's the same as saying, hey, you know, I'm really into wrestling, or hey, I'm really into baking.
Well, let's be honest, it's not like that at all.
No.
Well, it is. It's a hot, think of wrestling. I'm into half-naked guys rubbing themselves all over and bashing each other with chairs.
But let's be honest. That is a fairly a manly thing to be into.
The hitting people with chairs.
It's not going to come out as a surprise, more or less.
Diva matches.
Now, granted, if I were to tell you know a girl I'm dating, like, hey, I'm really into wrestling. Like, I'm seriously in. She's not going to question if you have a dick or not. She won't question it. She might look at me and be like, I didn't expect that, but you know, that's okay. There's plenty of men that do that. Now,
right?
I mean by the whole disclaimer thing, I'm just wondering if that ever comes to something that you feel they might need to know instead of just find out randomly.
I haven't personally had that experience. There may have been those that have.
Well, granted, you like you said, you met the one within the community.
Yeah.
I
really don't see it as too much of a difference from a guy that's really into anime, or a guy that's really into, you know, a guy who's really into art, or a guy who's really into cooking. Things that aren't necessarily very manly things.
Well, none of those things you listed are exactly
Kitty,
feminine.
Kitty wins.
Feminine.
Gay.
Kitty wins.
Oh, hey, look at that.
What's that now?
Oh, I'll take that.
Oh dear.
Yes.
I don't know what convention that's from.
I want to go to that.
But
just
I
want to
go to that convention right there.
Just that.
Actually,
one.
I was just looking for I had a picture of a really great female cosplayer and a really great male cosplayer to give you guys an idea here. But
now does a lady either in this or any other kind of cosplay from My Little Pony, would you say that turns you on more than normal?
Not really. Again, it's a hobby. It's a show that I enjoy. I mean, if I was into video games, if I was really into video games, which I'm sort of into video games. If girls like, yeah, I'm totally into video games. Yeah, I find that hot. With ponies, hey, it's something that we both enjoy. You know, sweet. Does it mean that we'll get to cuddle on the couch and watch something, and maybe I can get myself some poon? Holy shit, that's amazing.
When you say but, these girls, are these internet girls, or they actually came to your house?
No, they actually came to my house. These are people that were my real life girlfriends. I'm not, I mean, internet.
I gotta ask. This is the internet age.
I've got a girlfriend that she lives in Canada, and she's got like triple G tits.
Nothing like that.
No, we had a guy that used to be on the show that he's a 30-year-old virgin. Well, almost 30-year-old virgin.
We hope he makes it there.
Yeah. And he said if he did not get any poon before he turned 30, he was going to kill himself. And we're just kind of hoping that he succeeds. And
maybe this is something we can introduce him to.
I don't know.
T-Roy. We'll assimilate him into the brony community. He'll be well accepted.
Yeah, there we go. Would you say there are a lot of virgin ponies?
Yeah. Can we trade you a T-Roy for all the hot bitches?
Yeah. Sea Pickle brings up 7,000 pony songs, and it's a hobby. 7,000 pony songs is really not a lot compared to some fandoms that are considered hobbies.
I'd ride that horse.
That's a dude.
These are costumes that
I would not see at a pony convention.
Now,
at least the ones are being posted here.
Is that your favorite one?
No. These are not ones that I would see at a pony convention. The one that was up here.
Is that
the? Yeah, that one's Rainbow Dash.
Nice name drop, JJ.
That one's Rainbow Dash.
The one
that was up top a little bit with the guy in the suit, that one there, you know, he's dressed up as Discord. It's a male character. And actually, that's actually a pretty good costume. It's pretty simple. That's the kind of thing that I would see at a pony convention. The one that's up above there, I know those four people. The one that, with the four people together, I met them in DC. But like some of the more really weird looking ones, I really don't see those at a pony convention, because you don't show up wanting to make the bronies go, oh, I don't want to be around you.
Like, do they have a sticky corner like they have at a strip club? Because I'm just imagining that the cloppers have to go somewhere. You can't just not address them. You just give them a corner and let them go over there.
Most conventions, actually all conventions that I have been to, they try to be as family-friendly as possible. If you're an artist that makes, like, clop art,
well, they don't
you're
wanna,
not allowed to sell it.
They don't want to discourage the children viewers.
Right, because
Because bronies
in general, we recognize that we're not the targeted demographic of this show. And even though that Hasbro goes, oh, bronies are here? Cool. And Hasbro's actually even started putting like jokes in the show that are targeted at bronies, and they start referencing bronies and giving out merchandise that's for bronies. We also recognize that we're really the secondary demographic. And we're cool with that.
I'm fascinated at how big this whole brony thing has become.
It really is amazing. It really is amazing. One thing that I would definitely recommend to you guys. I don't know if you guys are into Star Trek.
Do not say watch it.
No.
but if you I don't know if you know who John DeLancey is. If you watch Star Trek: The Next Generation, he played Q. He did the voice of Discord on My Little Pony, and he started showing up at like Star Trek conventions, and people would ask him pony questions. And he discovered the Brony community, and was fascinated by it to the point that he invested almost $1 million into putting together a documentary on bronies and just his introduction to the community. He himself is not a brony, but he wanted to put together a documentary that would explain to people who aren't bronies what bronies are.
Let's just be honest. George Takei was a true spearhead behind that.
So I would recommend to you, it's called Bronies, the Unexpected Fans of My Little Pony.
How do you like
it? Is it like
ponies?
The Trekkies of that? Like, because everyone's seen Trekkies, you know what I'm talking about? Trekkies 1 and Trekkies 2.
That's what I'm saying,
no, man. It's not. It's actually like a documentary. He hired a professional documentary crew. See, went to 3 or 4 conventions.
I just watched a documentary the other day. It was about Bankrupt by Beanie Babies.
Wow.
Like, what asshole out there is going to be bankrupt by, you know...
No, that's a Rainbow Dash.
Yeah.
That chick right there that was just posted in the chat, that one right there, I met her as well. I know who she is. She's fucking awesome.
Did you let her shit on your chest? Because I would have.
No, I didn't.
I'd have been like, hey, come over here. Shit on my mouth.
I do have that audio of the music. If you want to hear a little clip of this music, you wouldn't even know that it was pony music if I didn't tell you. If you're interested in hearing a little clip of that,
hey, why the fuck not?
Oh, why not?
All right.
If I don't like it, I can mute it.
Yeah, that's fair. This is one called 20% Cooler by Ken Ashcroft. Let's get forward. And you know, this is the kind of music that you got. And if you didn't know that it was pony music, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, if I didn't know it was pony music, I'd still say it sounds like shit.
Yeah.
Well, sure. I mean, if you're not into that kind of music, you're not into
it. Pony music or no pony music, that was dog shit.
And this is becoming its own genre.
I'm not on the right drugs for that.
If you're not into that kind of music, you're not into that kind of music. But the people that put this stuff together, they do put a lot of work into it. They have like they set up band camps and stuff like that to sell their albums and
what does your parents think of it? Like, have they seen you dressed up and like ready to go?
My dad, my dad was raised a very, very conservative military family. So when I started explaining to him that I was into My Little Pony, his first question was this one that I get a lot, and you all already know what that is. And it was, "Son, are you gay?"
So you did have to have that sit down.
I did have to have that sit down with my dad at some point.
Explain you like pussy, not the cock.
Did you have that sit down over a beer?
Yes, we did. We had to sit down over a beer, and that beer turned into scotch.
Of course it did.
Of course it did. But actually, my dad.
That's the only reason was worth I think conversation.
I think if my son came to me and with that conversation, I'd probably turn to heroin.
Yeah, but something a little stronger than scotch. I can tell you that.
He's like, but
to be honest, my dad was cool with it, and he was. You know, I told him about the radio show that I do and stuff, and he recorded a sweeper for the radio show, and he thinks it's actually really interesting. I've met a lot of very interesting people.
I'd have to
through
think,
this community.
I'd have to think a needle in my vein is just
a little bit
up.
Better than that. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Yes. No. Yes.
Oh no,
yes,
dude. I might
yes,
be into this.
Yes.
I mean, I'd be into it for the female community. I wouldn't watch, and that would be the problem. That would be the problem. The female community would probably hate me because I'd have no information on it at all.
Yeah, just be like, hey.
I can tell you that I've met at least one person that tried to get into it just to get into Chick's Pants and didn't watch the show, and I was there for that conversation where he's sitting around and she mentioned something from the show, and he's like, what? She's like, do you watch the show? And he's like, oh, I've seen a couple episodes, and she turned around and walked away.
Well, exactly. I'm not that stupid. I know better. I would much rather just go to Comic-Con where there's chicks dressed up as characters I know and I already have. I can have some valid communication.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I can't look at them, but then again, there are no bronies in this picture.
All right, do you moonlight as a furry?
I don't, but a lot of people do.
Like that was one of the things in my research on this that I looked up, is a lot of people that did that, they did the furry thing too, and I'm just...
Yeah, the brony community and the furry community are very closely related, but...
Naturally.
Have there ever been any fights?
What's that?
Has there ever been any fights?
Like, we don't like your kind around here.
Like, I could just see that being a YouTube viral video, you know, fucking furries and bronies going at it.
Not really. And part of that is that the brony community is very accepting and tolerant. And that's, you know, when you're saying, you know, when you asked me earlier about whether or not the brony community has a problem with cloppers or being associated with them, it's not really, because we're trying to be, we're tolerant of it. We're like, if you're into that, you're into that. And
pony. No, Care Bears, bitch.
And we're like, okay, you can have Care Bears. That's cool. That's your thing, man. Want a beer? And
like, so,
like, sweet.
Bronies are pacifists, is what you're telling me.
Very, very much so. Bronies are very
well. What
very
what else could you be? Who's gonna take the guy dressed as in My Little Pony garb seriously for a fight?
I can't.
I don't know if you've got a really bulky guy like in a frickin' leather jacket with a Rainbow Dash stamp. I don't fuck with that guy.
There's a guy.
Well, his name is Dusty Cat. He's supposedly the manliest brony in the world. This dude is fucking built. He is like 6'5". He is covered in muscles. He is an ex-marine. I want to say he's ex-marine. Like this huge like mustache.
I'm getting wet describing this guy.
And you watch this guy sitting. You watch this guy just sitting in a chair brushing a Fluttershy doll. And you're like, dude, I don't want to fuck with that guy.
I got to be honest. I've had a constant stream of tears coming out of my left eye right now. It's just, I'm weeping.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I'd be afraid from that guy is he'd try and rape me. Like, that's it.
I mean...
One big thing to remember, though, is that, first off, not all bronies are gay. I mean, I'm not gay, personally. I'm not. I'm not bi.
We've established you've had girlfriends.
I'm not even bi. I'm very straight. I'm very, very straight. You've also got
very straight.
I'm very straight. You got guys.
Overdo it now. Now just sounds like you're overcompensating.
Now you're defending something.
I promise, guys, I'm straight. I promise. There are people in the community that are, you know, their fathers that are, you know, they're married. They've got children. They've got you have people that are range in age, and there's a lot of them.
Have you ever had interaction with a closet brony?
I have, and it's interesting when you have the people that you interact with that they don't want to admit it, but they'll see something, like they'll see like a pin, or they'll see something you've got that's pony related, and they'll look at it, and you'll be like, hey, what's going on? And he's like, that's an Applejack pin or something, and you're like, yeah, it is, and then they'll like walk off because they don't want to mention that they know what it is or that they're part of it. I've talked to him before.
I'm curious. Do you feel like the fact that there are closet bronies, there are people who understand, who feel that they want to be a part of this community, but they have that that thought that, no, I don't want to admit it because of how it's seen, how it's perceived.
Like suck a dick.
Yeah, it's really just a matter of preference. I know that there are some people that really aren't comfortable with it. Either they're not secure enough in themselves, or they feel that there's too much bad connotation. They feel that they'll be immediately assumed that they're gay. That kind of stuff happens. Some of us are more comfortable with it than others, and I don't, you know, I wish that people were less douchey about it, but unfortunately people are jerks.
All right, so what's this I'm hearing about brony fan fiction? What kind of fan fiction?
There's brony fan fiction. I actually wrote one.
I wrote one
a couple years ago. Yeah, I wrote a Christmas story. The pony Christmas story. I was talking with somebody about It's a Wonderful Life, and someone was like, "Well, wouldn't it be interesting if there was a pony version of it?" So I wrote this short story that was one of the characters if they had never been born, and it was a silly story. People write it, and again, that's something that's not. Exclusive to the pony community.
Was this something you wrote and you put a lot of thought into? Like, did it take you time, or was it just kind of a spur of the moment? This is how it'll work. Okay, this is how the next part goes, and it wasn't.
It was pretty spur of the moment. It took me a couple days working at it, maybe like 15-20 minutes at a time. But that's pretty standard for fan fiction.
But the point is, you took time out of your day to write this fan fiction.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
So, all right, Tater, come back with us. What specifically about fan fiction? I don't know what kind of fan fiction's out there. I mean, I'm sure there's all sorts of different genres of the My Little Pony fan fiction.
There are. I'm certain there's
Pony Dwarf.
An abundance of one genre of fan fiction written by bronies? Is it
actually no? From what I've seen of fan fiction from various websites that have pony fan fiction, they're all over the place. You've got sad fics, you've got horror fictions, you've got just your regular fictions, you've got happy fictions, you've got relationship fictions, you've got your erotic fictions. They exist, and again, that's something that's definitely not exclusive to the pony community. I know fanfiction.net hosts fan fiction. The number one there is Harry Potter, with over 600,000 Harry Potter fan fictions.
Well, that's understandable. I want to fuck Hermione too, but
totally. Oh my fucking god! Emma Watson is anyway. But My Little Pony is not even on their top 20 most on fanfiction.net. A lot of it is stuff like Lord of the Rings and Doctor Who and various animes. Fanfictions. Definitely not.
Well,
so
obviously, Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings and all that stuff that has a larger
Twilight. That has a larger
community. I think we're more along the lines of the brony fan fiction, the bronies preferential fan fiction. I imagine there's. I'm wondering how prevalent is the erotic fan fiction, and is it are there. Is it more gay fan fiction? Like the male.
What's the breakdown of the genre?
The male.
The
ratio. Yeah,
I actually don't know. I don't know.
Because, I mean, we've already seen over the. There was the one show where we brought it up, and we've seen an abundance of fan created art.
Tranny pics.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always a tranny. There's got to be a dick there.
A lot of the stuff that you're going to find is going to be the erotic stuff because that's what a lot of people focus on. They go, "Oh, these sick fucks," when in reality, that's something that you do see in other. I mean, if I was to go to Google and put in Hermione with a dick, I'm sure I could find art of Hermione with a dick.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. Go. Yep. Who can type the fastest?
Come on. Lenny with a dick.
Images. I misspelled it.
You fucked it up, man. Better be on the first page.
I see a Hermione first page. There it is. Shot.
So it exists. It's not exclusive to the pony community.
What is the creepiest thing that you have ever experienced as a brawny lifestylist?
Brony lifestylist. That's interesting. Creepiest thing. Nothing particularly jumping out at me. I mean, there have been some creepy things.
I don't see it. I think he's lying.
No, I'm going to put it in chat.
Creepiest thing. I don't know. You've got... I don't know.
Like, I could tell you one of the creepiest things. Again, I did a little research on this.
Sure.
The 45 to 30-year-olds that use it to get in touch with said children show. You know, watchers that are underage.
That is not something that I have ever encountered.
Well, yes,
I'm not a little kid. But at the same time, I have personally never encountered those kinds of people.
How old are
and
you?
And if you have somebody that's using My Little Pony to get to children, I would not consider them to be a brony. I would consider them to be a sick fucker.
I think this should have been asked earlier. How old are you?
Me? I'm 25.
Okay.
I'm 25. Most bronies are 18 to 24. Well, that makes sense.
It's right along with hipster community.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Wow. Brony is a very hipster community. The documentary I was mentioning earlier, they break the bronies down into the creative types that make the music and the art, and the hipster bronies, and I can't remember what the third one was. that was a very big majority of it, the people that are into it because of the fandom, not even that they're particularly into the show. I mean, they like the show, certainly, but the fandom is a very big magnet for people because people like being a part of something.
I like how you touch that. I don't get it. It's still explained it very well. I'm not saying that. I just don't.
And there's nothing wrong with not getting.
I think he's probably had a lot of practice explaining this.
I've got my elevator speech already for people that are asked what goes on with that.
Usually we're known for being assholes.
Well, you deliver it well, sir. I appreciate it. Might have been one point where I thought that was rehearsed or
like we're not the well nicest.
Well, I really don't rehearse too much. I really don't.
You haven't stood in front of the mirror with a fucking
No, seriously, 70 episodes of my show with people calling in with "Toast, why are you a faggot who sucks dicks? You fucking cunt suck fuck dick shit."
Well, that's what I think we'd all like to know.
That's a really good question right there. I think the answer is that fuck dick shit fuck dick faggot dick, I think is the correct answer to that.
But I mean, we get that anyways. Like, we get that over here, and we don't do brony shit. Like, you just, like, all right, Lyle, you'll see him as Sea Pickle. He will call in. You do not know what he's going to be when he calls in. He could be one person. He could be another person. It could be his wife.
Like, well, he's already been like three different people so far this show.
Yeah,
I mean, he started out right there with you, and then he moved it along.
Big ass Rich. Are you allowed to give out candy on Halloween?
am I allowed to give out candy on Halloween? I'm not, but that's because that's against my apartment's rules. We're not allowed to give out candy to children.
How open?
Your apartment's run by child molesters.
No, it's not. My apartment community doesn't allow Halloween because it's run by Nazis.
Interesting.
No Halloween for you.
How open are you about being a brony in just general society?
In general society, like in the workplace or in...
Well, workplace, general public. Do you advertise it?
No, I don't really advertise, especially in the workplace. I don't really advertise it because a lot of people will take it the wrong way. I have a keychain that occasionally I'll get a question about it, but I don't. I actually stopped wearing it to work because people would ask me about it a lot.
Well, if you don't mind,
it wasn't even so much that I was ashamed as it was that it became an annoyance. that one person would ask me about it, and they would tell other people, and then they would come ask me about it, and I couldn't get my work done.
Well, if you don't mind answering, what is your profession?
My current profession is that I'm a pizza delivery driver, and hey, I'm a student.
We've done that.
My previous job was that I was an accounts receivable clerk.
Oh, but, step down there.
Yeah. Well, I had to reduce because I'm going to school. Moved to school for mass media and communications. Right. So I had to slip to a part time.
I can understand that. Where did the handle Pony Toast come from?
Pony Toast.
And follow up question: mm-hmm. Is it any different than regular toast?
Is it different? Well, it's a bit more pony than regular toast. When I used to be a part of a couple different online communities, mostly for anime and comics and Doctor Who, and one of the names that I had started using was something someone had mentioned, and it was the Baron of Marmalade, I think was what it was that someone started calling me for some reason, something that I had said. So I started using the name City Toast. That I was just some city toast, and then when I started being in the pony community, I just added it add pony to it and became Pony Toast. It's a very, very boring story. I wish I could say that it was something cooler, like I stole it off of a dead body or something, but no.
Hmm.
Very boring story, sorry. I do not own ponytoast.com. I do own trueequestriaradio.com, which is the one for my radio show, if I'm allowed to line drop there.
Yeah, do what you sure. gotta do, man.
Yeah.
What are you playing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
I don't want to brag. Yeah, I own TrueEquestrianRadio.com, which is for my radio show. Tell him I like
telling. Yeah. TrueEquestrian Radio.
And I mean, if you don't get it, that's totally cool. I do recommend that documentary by John DeLancey, Bronies, the Unexpected Fans of My Little Pony, because that's meant to, it's targeted towards people who just don't get it. That's what that documentary is made for, and that's what I recommend.
I don't think I'll...
So that you still don't get it, that's totally cool.
I don't think I'll ever understand it. I don't think it's possible, just because I can't wrap my head around watching a show... Like, all right, I get watching it with the kid, but I'm assuming, you know, 25, you probably don't have a little...
I don't know. I don't have kids.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, like, I can't foresee my... Like, all right, Metalpocalypse, something like that. I'll go out.
Metalocalypse,
whatever. I'm fucking drunk. Sure. Like, all right, Adult Swim, shit like that, I can totally get, you know, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. You know, going sure. down the list, sure, I get it. But...
Sure. I mean, I...
How, like...
I'm seeing this fandom. I almost attribute his fandom for this as my fandom for the Chicago Cubs. I mean, it's my sports team. Is that kind of
it's a lot of the same kind of camaraderie.
Like you
as
have,
a sports
team. Are you against like the idea of putting up like posters and stuff?
Am I
memorabilia? Like, is that something you would do?
Oh yeah, like you mean like for. Like in the workplace or at home?
Well, like at home. When I have my home, you know, I'll have, you know, like the Cubs room. I'll have all the Cubs, you know, baseball stuff, Cubs memorabilia, posters and all that. You think you'd have your pony room?
I've got that's kind of my bedroom in a little bit. I have a shelf that's got what little pony merchandise I have, because I actually don't have a lot of it. I've got one shirt, and I don't actually have any of the pony figurines, and I have a hat that is signed by Daniel Ingram, who is the composer of the music and the songs from the show, because I was a DJ, and I got to meet him in Vegas, and he signed my hat. So, I mean, it's the same as having a signed helmet.
But you wouldn't, are you saying you wouldn't purposely put up your assuming it was sanctioned by your significant other? You wouldn't have your pony room, like that. You purposely got more stuff to decorate. And
if I had a thing sanctioned by my significant other, I might. But I'm not really into the merchandise. I know a lot of people are. I've only recently started buying pony stuff, mostly just because I started going to conventions and there was stuff that was offered.
Okay,
and
so
little tidbits like buttons.
You're basically just in it for the community and the show.
Yes. Now, really, that's a lot of bronies are in for the merchandise. Almost every other brony I know has at least one figurine of some sort, usually of their favorite pony.
At least,
usually at least one. I know some people they really go out with it. They've got their pony room, or they've got, you know, their desk is littered with pony figurines or whatever kind of thing, and that's cool. That's their thing. It's not really my thing.
Now, do you expect? You said earlier when we were talking about demographic, 18 to 25. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's the main demographic is 8 to 12, females 8 to 12. The secondary demographic, as of like last year or so, according to Hasbro's official listing, is males 18 to 24.
18 to 20. Oh, so you're breaking the demographic here.
Yeah, I'm breaking the demographic here. At 25, they kick you out and set you on fire.
Granted, I'm sure you're not exactly breaking anything. The only thing you're entering into the demographic that is ashamed to admit that they're part of this community. But
not really. I think it's just entering the outliers of the demographic.
Well, I'm just going along with the idea that there's a census.
The oldest brony that I've met has been in his 60s. The oldest brony that I've met was in his 60s.
Yeah, I'd be ashamed too. But you don't see a point in your life coming up in the near or distant future where you can look back and be like, and just say, all right, I'm completely over this. It's over. There's no more of this going on, and I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
I expect that it will eventually happen, but that's also something that's not exclusive to the pony community. My parents were very, very big into, what was the show?
Now, granted, that is a very hipster attitude to have.
It is, unfortunately, a very hipster attitude to have.
Once it becomes
My parents
popular.
Were very big into Stargate when it was very popular.
Okay, I like the movie, but...
When the TV show ended, you know, my mom bought all the DVDs and all stuff. When the TV show ended, we stopped watching the DVDs. We stopped discussing it at dinner.
Well, the TV show is still on in one of its spinoffs, and it's just like Law and Order.
All done. Stargate's off the air now.
Atlantis.
Is Atlantis still on the air?
Not Atlantis. Universe.
Is Stargate Universe still on?
I thought it was. If not, it's recently removed. I never watched SG-1. I never watched Atlantis.
We were big fans of SG-1. That's the one I'm talking about.
Well,
that
how can you not?
SG-1 ended.
I mean, I can understand that because it's fucking MacGyver.
Fucking MacGyver.
When the show ended, it kind of went away. Same with Harry Potter. We would talk about the Harry Potter books and the Harry Potter thing because, you know, I grew up with Harry Potter and my mom really enjoyed the books, and Harry Potter was another thing that was targeted towards children that adults started picking up.
Given the information I'm gathering about your family, the brony doesn't seem too far of a stretch from the family atmosphere.
It's really not, at least not for me. For some people it is, but it's also not something that's particularly exclusive to the pony community. Actually, I can't believe I didn't mention Harry Potter before now. I remember when the Harry Potter books were coming out, the UK publisher started putting out versions of the Harry Potter books with blank covers so that people could read the books on the train without looking like they're reading a children's book. And it was because it was a children's series and adults were enjoying it.
Tater Tot wants me to ask about the trolls.
The trolls that call into my show. All right. I get a lot of them.
Let's be a little specific on it. Like, what do you think the most
common one?
I don't want to say the most common, because obviously the most common is faggot.
Actually, no. The most common one that I get is because I really hate the first series had these ponies that were part pony, part seahorse. They were called the Sea Ponies. And I think that they're the stupidest thing ever created by anyone in the pony community.
Don't tell Sea Pickle that.
Yeah, Sea Pickle just had a new name change now.
Oh, God.
He's now going to be Sea Pony.
I'm sure he is. But I hate them. So people will call in with the the song that the sea ponies sang with its call upon the sea ponies when you're in distress thing, and they'll call that in and it makes me mad. That's the most common one I get. I do get occasionally the why are you so gay or silly ones like that. Mostly we just laugh. Me and my co-host just laugh it off, and that's it.
I didn't even realize you had a co-host.
I've got a couple actually. I got a couple of it. We have a lot of fun with it. We put on silly voices and stuff because that is one of the things I wanted to bring up to you as well. Was that in being in the pony community and started being a DJ and everything, I got introduced to the voice actors for the show, and people like Tara Strong, who's done voices for everything, Raven from Teen Titans, Timmy Turner from Fairly Odd Parents, Helen. No! No! Turn that crap off! I don't care who it is! No! Oh god. I can't turn it off!
Yeah, on this show you never tell JJ what you hate. He has the power.
Fair enough. Oh god. It hurts. But anyway,
really?
I started getting we have to wait for it to be over now.
Okay, go ahead.
Tara Strong's done so many different voices, and a lot of people have done voices. I got introduced to them, and I started talking to them, and I started talking about possibly being a voice actor, and that was one of the things I started working for. That's why I'm doing mass communications, is because that's something that I'm considering doing.
Because you aspire to voice My Little Pony.
Not actually My Little Pony, just I aspire to voice really anything. I'm an actor. I've been an actor for a long time, and couldn't really get.
He's very straight.
Very straight, guys. I totally love the hoo-has and the hoo-has and the VVs and the whatever other names
you can't even think of words.
But as a
I like female genitalia, guys. But seriously, it was something that I started doing, was doing voices, and that's sort of taken off even outside of the pony community.
But as an open brony, you don't expect to be typecast?
Probably not. Actually, of all of the voices, since I started doing voice acting, I've had a couple of gigs, and none of them have been pony related.
Now, would you say you have an audition reel at this point?
That's actually what I'm working on right now. I've got my script for my demo reel that I'm going to put together. A couple of voices that I do really well, and I do accents. Is what I'm really good at. So it's just basically just a compilation of different accents that I do. My Scottish accent and I've got evil middle schooler accent and other ones there. But that's something that the pony community kind of led me to that, and it's branched out outside of the pony community now.
That's nice. I mean, kind of got a direction to go with.
Yeah.
What's that?
Ralph.
Say again? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you too well.
I gotta go take a dog out.
JJ's going, to take care of some business.
Any other questions from you guys? I really am trying to be as thorough and specific as I can.
Yeah,
I know it's a weird thing, and I will be the first to admit that it's something that was very unexpected for everyone, from the makers of the show to the people. I mean, even the people in the community. If you had come to me a couple years ago and had said, hey, you're going to be a fan of the newest My Little Pony show, I'd be like, well, I'm going to be gay.
Oh, that would have been my first at least you understand the trials that we're trying to hurdle here. You said you got into it because a friend bet you.
Yeah, a friend paid me.
Now, when you started to realize that you were getting into it, how long before you, or was there a period where you were, let's say, ashamed to admit it?
Yes, there was.
Like, how long did it take you to get over that?
It took me about a month or so. I watched all the episodes up to that point.
So you just ingested everything.
Well, yeah, because it was something that I didn't understand why I liked it, but I liked it, and I liked talking to people about it.
Now, did you like it right off the bat, or was this kind of a gradual thing? Like,
it was relatively gradual. I started liking the show about halfway through the second episode, and there was one of the first songs in the episode started up there, and it was hilarious because the one character starts singing, and the other people, the other characters in there are like, wait, is she singing? Like, seriously, is she singing? Like, yeah, it is.
So what? Like, what I'm curious about now is, you said middle of the first with the bet. How many episodes did you have to watch? Did you just have to watch one?
Just the two.
Oh, you had to watch two. Okay.
For the first episode was a two-parter, so watch those two episodes.
Okay. All right. See that if I thought the bet was just the one episode, I would have completely asked why even try the second. But
yeah, I think if you'd only bet me one episode, I probably wouldn't have watched the second. To be fair,
hell, missed opportunities.
Missed opportunities. But
did you ever find any black people at these Brony conventions?
Actually, yes. That I will mention that there are not a lot of black people in the Brony community, and I don't think that that's for any particular reason.
Well, I think they'd be more ashamed to admit.
Everyone knows niggers is afraid of horses.
Well, when you put it that way, actually, one of the musicians that I'm very good friends with is a guy named Silverhound. He does electronic and DJ mixes, and he is black. But Pony community kind of really transcends all boundaries for that. There's really no racial separation when it comes to the conventions, which is something that I have seen at other conventions like Comic-Con, where I see that there are cliques of various races. That doesn't occur at pony conventions. I've seen all races.
What about Asian?
Say again.
What about Asian American?
Asian American? I've seen Asian American bronies.
Okay.
I saw there was someone at one of the conventions that I went to where it was this guy. He was probably 17 or 18, and he was there with his parents. And his parents were just looked like the most confused people in the entire world. But he was there. He was there with his parents, and he was really excited about being at the convention.
Well, get your plugs out.
One time a year, our kid wants to leave the house and he wants to come to this.
We're running out of time here.
We have to throw out
for
the podcast.
How did I know to troll Vince in the Bay Show? Well, I'm with Blog Talk Radio, and occasionally some of my co-hosts and I will go and look for shows that are on and call in with stuff because we are gigantic jackasses. So we called in to Vince in the Bay. And he actually put me through, and I started talking about conspiracy theories, and about how the aliens were coming to take artifacts from Earth and all kinds of crazy shit. So that's kind of how that went. We were just screwing around. We're just like, hey, someone open up Blog Talk Radio, find out what's on. This one's about the Illuminati. Sweet, let's call in about the Illuminati. The Illuminati are trying to steal my bands. We'll do shit.
Get your plugs out, sir. Where can we find this fine radio program?
My radio program can be found at blogtalkradio.com/ponytoast or at trueequestriaradio.com. You can hit me up at my email and everything, my co-hosts and everything. You can follow me there. And it is on Saturday nights at midnight Eastern, Saturday into Sunday, midnight Eastern. And this week, actually, I can't believe I haven't mentioned this. This week in Baltimore, which is my hometown, there is going to be the largest Brony convention in the world called BronyCon. And I'm going to be going to it. It's going to be very interesting. It's going to be interesting.
All right. Well, we're just going to wrap it up here.
Sure. I really appreciate you guys having me on here and not being gigantic douchebags.
Well, we were generally interested. Like, we're probably going to trash you the minute you get off of here, but, I mean, you know.
That's cool.
We figured we'd get our questions answered, not be douchebags, and fucking do it after. Cause, you know,
that's well, I figured the best way to get ammunition is to be nice.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know. Totally. But, I appreciate it. If you guys ever want to ask me about any other random shit, just let me know.
All right. Well, we've got
a lot of heart for a cocksucker.
We appreciate the time, and have a good night, sir.
Yeah, you guys have a good one. Good night.
All right.
All around the country and coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, dude!